It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
All right, Misty Lockie Lockerson. One final segment. Of course, we're on Twitch. Don't forget. BetMGM Tonight comes up after us. Everybody's in, I'm told. It's a full house on the show, which is what we want. We want everybody there. That's the whole point. Should we get into some golf bets now? I think it's time for golf bets. Let's do it. Golf bets right now.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
I always forget that I should talk more like this when I introduce the golf bets.
Yeah, got those Masters ads during the Chiefs-Bills game.
Doesn't it make you so happy just to see spring weather?
It's a good ad, too. It was a good promo. They did a good job with that one.
Yeah.
Shots that they chose. Just really, you know, because it's like, it's one thing to just run like the 5 second, like, it's like coming this April. But they actually put some oomph into it. That was a good one. So
some oomph.
But Nick, who you betting on this term? We got one guy. Maybe we bet John Rahm because he wins like a lot of tournaments that he enters.
Listen, I've made it very clear that I am not comfortable enough with golf because
you should take Rahm because like no one's gonna take Rahm, and then you can take him, and then when he destroys,
and then I can brag about it
in this field. You can be like, what's up, Rahm, how you doing, everybody?
It's like last year when everybody picked Gonzaga to win the national championship and I took Baylor and I won and I got to brag about it because everybody wanted to pick Gonzaga. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. So then I'll take Rahm or Jordan Spieth. There you go. I'll take one of those.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you might have to win. Rahm and Spieth could definitely both win. That makes a lot of sense.
I can watch a sport and be comfortable with it. And then there's the betting level where I'm like, I'm going down where I am comfortable and where I am deep in the weeds in that. So golf I leave it up to you guys for that.
Rahm is by far the best player in the world, plays difficult courses really well, and sets up perfectly for this course. And he's in pretty good form. So, like, you could do worse. Like, the chances that you're in the mix Sunday are pretty good.
If
you got, like, close to 600.
If it's your advice, I'm taking it. I got no problems with that.
Yeah, if you had a couple bucks and you want to throw in the tournament.
Like, why not?
I'm trying to find ways to play Rahm against, you know, in head-to-heads or, you know, all kinds of stuff. Like, Rahm's awesome. So, Tyler's with us, too. Tyler Morales. BetMGM Tonight coming up in 20 minutes. Tyler, I'll be with you guys in 40 minutes on BetMGM tonight. We'll do golf bets in a second. What favorite college basketball? I know you have Michigan State. That doesn't count anymore. It's 1.5. What's your favorite college basketball bet tonight?
Arizona. I think they're
Arizona? You think they're going to smash? Really?
I think there's a huge gap between them and the second team in the and whoever you want. It's like second best team in the country. And that's coming from someone who has a huge, great number on Auburn, 40-1, by the way.
Best team in the country? You think there's a big gap?
I really do. I think they're this good, and I think more people would know about this if they were.
Wait, Arizona versus, like, whatever, Gonzaga, Auburn, Duke, Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's like a big, it's Arizona and then Purdue. I guess people do.
Just from what I've seen on Encore, I think there's a huge difference in Arizona than everyone else. And I also think if they were on the East Coast, I think more people would agree with me because they are phenomenal.
Wow.
They really are.
Wow. That's a spicy opinion. It's one thing to be like, I bet them to win the title. It's like, no, they're actually way better than everyone. Like, way better. Okay, so Arizona tonight, 2.5 against UCLA. And there's a really, really sharp group that's on, but that at 2.5, which is why that number went up a little bit. But Tyler's on, it's on Arizona. Okay, kind of like that. Tyler, golf bet wise, who's like the, so is John Rahm like, well, John Rahm went to Arizona State. Is John Rahm like the Arizona of this field? Is he like,
oh, 100%.
What do you got? What do you got for golf?
I'm not betting John Rahm, but I'm using him in my one and done contest that I'm in. Cause just another way to bet him. Cause I mean, why not? I'm
gonna probably get finding guaranteed ways to bet John Rahm.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna, he'd probably go top 10. So, you know, I'll do good in those contests, but I have 4 bets. I got Sam Burns, 25-1, could have won last year, absolutely melted down, or last time they did this, could have, and absolutely melted down. Current form with previous success here in the putting service he likes, made Burns an easy bet for me. I've never bet this guy in the outright, so this would be interesting. Tony Finau, 25-1.
Oh, no.
I know.
To be fair, you know what we always said about Tony Finau? He can never win on Sundays, so when the tournament ended on Monday,
exactly,
that was his one win. And when does this tournament end?
Saturday.
Trends.
He's finished top 20 here, 6 out of his last 7 times, 4 top 7s, and like his putting numbers here are blow away every other course he plays on. It's actually like a staggering difference, and he has 28 rounds played here, so like it's not a small sample size. He loves putting here, so I got him 25-1. I'm gonna go broke betting him in good fields. Brooks Koepka 38-1. No numbers back this up whatsoever.
I thought about betting him. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like tougher. He always plays well at tougher courses and good fields, so I'm going to take him. I'm going to buy low on Taylor Gooch at 55-1 after he missed the cut last week.
I'm going to buy low on Taylor Gooch, said everybody.
He has a top three. He finished top three in 2019. There's going to be a ton of approach shots from like 175 to 200 out. From that distance, Gooch is ninth on the tour. So I think he should be able to collect a ton of birdies on the North course and then have to play with the South Africa, whichever the easier one is. He's gonna do pretty well there. And yep, those are all my four bets: Sam Burns, Tony Finau, Brooks Koepka, and my guy Taylor Gooch.
That's a good group. I'm impressed that you didn't just go like, I'm gonna take like Hideki and Bryson and like all the guys like right at the top who everyone thinks are gonna win this week. I have three outrights. We share one of them, which is Sam Burns. I totally agree with you. I love this number too. It's like incredible. And it's just because, I mean, Rahm and JT, like everybody's in the field. So you're going to get some crazy numbers on, you know, 10 to 20 in terms of rankings. I don't know. I have Burns top 10 in my rankings, but Burns definitely for me. Two guys. Well, one of them plays tough. One of them embarrassed himself last week. And I can't believe I'm making this bet. And I'm like, I think I'm right. Like, I actually think he's going to play well this week. Plays tough courses so much better than he plays courses like last week. Like, actually embarrassed himself last week. I'm going to play Matthew Wolf, who, like, every time he plays a difficult course, U.S. Open layout, tough PGA layout, like, has put up monster numbers. I think this is, like, a good price. I'm actually going to try to find ways to play him in, like, head-to-heads, too. I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot. He, like, hit the ball backwards into the water last week. Matthew Wolf, Sam Burns. And then last one, Zalatoris numbers won't look really good here. Like in terms of like how he fits the course, but like interesting story about how he switched to a longer driver going into last week's tournament and ended up with like way more distance and kind of like sets up maybe to play these types of courses a little bit better, which is actually kind of fun. So like a reason why, you know, maybe like he won't pop necessarily for a lot of people. He played like the round of his life last week and probably should have won the tournament if he ended up making any putts on Sunday. Tyler and I were texting about that because we both had him at various points in the tournament to win. So just kind of like a guy in amazing recent form who maybe sets up a little better on the course than people think. The approach shots that Tyler mentions, he'll be like completely lights out at those. Just like, can he get the distance? Can he kind of handle a big boy course basically? I think he can. So we'll see. Zalatoris, Wolf, Burns, that's my starting point for this tournament. Tyler has a little bit of overlap there too, and Nick, those are our those are the golf bets for this week.
Those are the golf bets. Thank you for the
thanks,
golf
Tyler.
Bets.
Tyler, you want to stay for overnights?
Great job.
I'll be here.
Yeah, right. Where are you going? So, anyway, Nick, all you.